demand for nursing care is grown, and for public health care, for that primary care that happens out in the community, where just keeping people out of hospital, keeping people well, all of that is part of the Affordable Care, a result of the Affordable Care Act, requiring more health providers that are working in the community. And our physician colleagues have said they can't produce enough. And right now we have about 3 million nurses in the country, and we can produce more.
How do you go about producing more? How do you attract young people into nursing?
That doesn't seem to be the issue. We have waiting lists, and we turn away sometimes about 42,000 applicants that are could be in nursing every year, and that seems to be connected to not enough clinical spaces, such as hospitals, healthcare centers in the community, to actually give those students an opportunity to learn more about giving nursing care. But the second one is not enough faculty. And that has to do with enough nurses who are getting their degrees at a higher level and moving into nursing education. And the other sub-issue under that is not enough minority nurse faculty because of all the changes in the population. The way that our population demographics are shaping up right now is we need more faculty. Then we need more faculty who are minorities.
There's been a lot of talk and a lot of concern among many nurses about nurse-to-patient ratios and some of the hours nurses have to work. They don't work often 8-hour shifts. Sometimes they have to work longer shifts. Is this still a concern, and how has the ACA affected this at all? Are nursing-to-patient ratios improving, or are they staying the same?
Well, with the idea that there's not enough nurses right now to give the care that's needed, those hours can be interesting, but I think the greater issue than the number of nurses to patients has more to do with are nurses getting what they need to do the job. For example, are they spending too much time in administrative duties where that if we could just put some administrative colleagues in there, that nurses would be freed up to actually do and provide the care that's needed. So, you know, how can we redistribute the care that's being provided to make sure that there's more availability for it at the bedside, whether that bedside is in hospital or whether that bedside is actually in community? And then that leads us to how can we just keep people out of hospital? How can we make sure that that older adult in a nursing home never gets to hospital? And what we have found is that if we can have nurses who are many times advanced practice nurses, but also RNs who are just out there keeping folks healthy, giving them an opportunity not to come into hospital, that saves quite a bit of money, but it also saves trauma to the individual and the family.
Now, certainly everybody wants to get more pay, but how would you rate the pay scale for nurses and the benefits? Are they being paid enough? Are their benefits good?
Well, it depends on where you are, doesn't it? It depends on which hospital we're talking about or which medical center or which health home care system we're talking about. So I would say that there are some places where, yes, it could be much better. There are some places where our colleagues in nursing are doing rather well in terms of the way that that institution has decided to use its resources for nurses. There's a program called the Magnet Hospital that I think makes a great difference in saying that at this institution, we really attract nurses. It's a magnet. It's drawing nurses. And it usually has a lot to do with the whole system, not just one piece of it. And what you're asking about is a piece of that system, and that's pay.
A few years ago, a hospital in this region was actually recruiting nurses from overseas. They would go to Ireland to try to bring nurses here. Is that still happening, or you mentioned earlier there are nurses, but not enough nursing teachers. Are they still recruiting from overseas?
I think we will always be recruiting from overseas to some degree. There are the places where it's sort of the place to recruit from, and our colleagues in England and Europe face the same we all fish out of the same pond, and that happens to be the Philippines, and as well as India. And you can see the language issue is a very important piece of it. And when you say recruiting from Ireland, I think that that's, yes, that happens, but that's not a major source. The major source is from the Philippines, is from India. And I have to say the islands, where they have a lovely accent, but they speak English and highly qualified. And when that happens, sometimes it totally destructs an entire nursing unit because maybe they only have two nurses. And I'm so glad you brought this up because recruiting is such one of those incredible, difficult things because what happens is they don't recruit for the newest nurse that's there. Frequently, the recruitment is done for the most well-prepared and in terms of being there the longest, that nurse. And that can cripple someone's entire healthcare system. So we would love to see just more, a little bit more focus on what's happening in nursing here and providing enough nurses from here because we have the opportunity to do it. It's about whether we are.